Okay. So I was asked to address something relating to Daf Memhei in the fourth parak of Sukkah. And the Gemara towards the end of Amud Aleph, going over to Amud Beis, has a number of drushes on the Pasuk that we recite at the end of Hallel, a parak of Yud Ches of Tilim Pasuk of Zayin. It's in the first sources on the page. Kel Hashem Vayorlanu Yisruchak Bavosim Al Karnas HaMizbeach. Kadosh Baruch Hu is God, and He's shown light upon us. We haven't seen what that means. Isru Chag Bavosim Ad Karnas HaMizbeach. That's the phrase that prompts discussion in the Gemara. The initial drasha has to do with what the Gemara was talking about, was how you put the aravos, you know, against the mizbeach, the kifas aravos. That's the discussion over there. Then the Gemara has a drasha that has to do with binding the arba minim together, even though we assume the lulav doesn't really need eged, but nonetheless, it's a good idea to make it look beautiful. And then there's a third drasha, and that's what we're interested in for today, is the following on Mem Hamid Beis. I printed in source number 2. You can follow in the Gemara, you can follow in the sheets, whatever is easy for you. Gemara says as follows: Amar Yirmiya Mishum Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Yochai Mishum Mishon Rachuzi, Mishum Yochai Rachuzi, Kala Ose Isur Lachag. Okay, a difficult phrase to understand, which we're going to try and determine. Kala Ose Isur Lachag, Bachila Ushtiya, Malar Avakosu Kilo Bonam Isbeach, Vehikiv Olav Karbon, Shenemar Isur Chag Bavosim Ad Karnos Hamizbeach. Rashi explained on the earlier Gemara, Ad Karnos, Rashi in Source 3. There in Mem Hamid Beis, Ad Karnos Harilachem Kematan Domem Shabakarnos Mizbeach, the Karbonos Mizbeach. The reference to Karnos Mizbeach has to do with Karbonos, right? Whoever does these things is considered to have brought a carbon. So one of the things the Gemara says here is, as we just said, Kala Ose Isur Lachag, Bachil Lachil Shir. What exactly does that mean? Isur Lachag. Rashi defines Isur Lachag, Aguda Lachag. Isur means a bind, like it's something chained or connected. You can make a bond to the Yomtiv through eating and drinking. What exactly? So you do that, then you get credit for bringing a carbon in his bear. Look at the last Rashi in that group, Avosim, because the word Avosim is Miloshon Av, fat. Behemos Avos, Ushman Ushmenos, right? Av is thick or fat, so it's almost like you brought a fat carbon on the Mizbeach. Very nice. What does this mean? Called Ose Isur Lachag. So Rashi has two interpretations. Rashi Diba Masal Bachilu Shtia. One, Shekore Lachag Oneg B'machol of a Mishteh. The person declares Yontif to be a special day based on what he eats and drinks. In other words, the person's eating and drinking on Yontif, it's not that's exactly what Rashi means, but somehow the eating and drinking does on Yontif is what gives Yontif its special status. Then Rashi, the second interpretation, Yom Shel Achar HaChag. It's talking the day after Yontif, which certainly requires explanation. But let's look at the first thing first, the first interpretation. The Marsha, here in Sukkah, Mem Hamid Beis, Nechidush HaGadol, says, according to Rashi, the Lashon of Isser is a little funny. According to, what do you mean, Isser? Okay, your bonds, and what does Isser mean? So Rashi, the Marsha takes the word Isser literally, like a prohibition. He says that the person, She'oselo Isser, V'geder b'mitzvah achilo shtia b'chag, he prohibits himself regarding his eating and drinking, Shelo lechol achila gasa. Not to eat, you know, in such a disgusting way, to overeat or to drink too much and so on. She'eino l'shem shamayim. That's that abbreviation is l'shin shin means l'shem shamayim. She'eino l'shem shamayim. Right? The person eating and drinking so he can get carried away on Yontif and be so wrapped up in the physical, the eating and the drinking and so on, that you're not going to do it l'shem shamayim, l'shem mitzvah. So therefore, that's what it means. A person sets up an isser, so to speak, upon himself not to overeat and to overdo it in terms of his physical pleasures. That's what it means. That's the first pshat in Rashi. The Ben Yehoyada, which is a parish on the Agadot parts of the Gemara from the author of the Ben Ishchai, Bessel Chaim of Baghdad. So it's not on the computer. I print on the back page. You want to flip to the back. The Ben Yehoyada here in Sukkah, Mehmed Bey, says, nearly same idea, right? The person doesn't eat on Yontif to fill his stomach, to satisfy his hunger and so on. His eating and drinking is covered of the Yontif, not so much that he's hungry. He combines his eating and drinking with the Kiddushin and the significance of the holiday. Then he gives a second interpretation. Isser means he stays at home, he spends time with his family during Yontif instead of going away, right? And he mentions that a person's shulchan is so similar to the Mizbeach. He quotes a pasuk which I printed in source 6, the pasuk Yechezkel, Tarek Memalach, pasuk Chav Beis. Pasuk begins by saying HaMizbeach, it talks about the measurements of Mizbeach, Mizbeach 8, 3, 4, 5, and ends, Vaidaber Elai, Zah Shulchan Lifnei Hashem. What do you mean? I thought you were talking about the Mizbeach. Why did I suddenly mention the Shulchan? Right? So it says, oh, Mizbeach and Shulchan. So a person's Shulchan can be like a Mizbeach. The Gemara has that drush in a different context having to do with Hachnasas Orchim. But the Ben Yoyot applies it here, that when a person, his meals on Yontif are not to satisfy his own hunger and his physical tivus, but rather Shem Shemaim. So it's like you brought a carbon Mizbeach. Okay? So now we understand the first day of Rashi. Okay, that there's something significant. That's the first opinion. Okay, first interpretation. The second one, though, what has it got to do? What do you mean after? What do you mean yesh omim yom shel achar chag? What in the world status does the day after Yontif have? What do you mean the achar chag? What status does that possibly have? I mean, Yontif's over. Right, I mean, you know, there's no more Yisr Chometz, so you don't have to sit in the sukkah anymore, whatever it is, Yontif's over, made Avdallah, and so Yontif's completely over. Motzei Pesach, everybody turns their kitchen around already, you know, the moment Avdallah's over, it's not Pesach anymore. So what possible significance does the day after Yontif had? That requires some interpretation. Rashi just says, Yesh Omer Yom Shel Achar Chag. Why? What? So it's interesting, the mukkar, or a mukkar for having significance to the day after Yontif may go back already to the time of the Bayis Sheni. There's a pasuk in Sefer Nechemiah, in source 7, Nechemiah Perek Ches Pasuk Yud Zayin. It talks about then that the Jewish people had come back for the Bayis Sheni, they come back from Bavel, and many Jews were intermarried, and they had a whole tshuva movement, basically directed by Ezra and Nechemiah, and they reaccepted the bris, and all kinds of things. So it says, among at that time they celebrated Rosh Hashanah, they also celebrated Sukkot. The very end of Nechemiah Perek Ches, in source 7, it says, that Vayasu Kolakala Shabbat 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 Sukkahs Vayishabbat Sukkahs Vati Simcha Gedola, and they had never had a Sukkahs like this since the days of Yeshua, and they lain and beautiful, and then they observed Shmini Atzeres also. Okay, then the first pasuk in Perek Tes of Nechemiah, then they went back to the business of doing tshuva, right, and fasting and asking Hakadosh Baruch Hu Maslicha Mechil, etc. It says in Perek Tes pasuk Gal Nechemiah Uve Yom Esrim VeArba LaChodesh Hazeh Nesu Bnei Yisrael B'Tzom Uve Sakim Uve Adomale, and they went back into mourning and so on as a part of the tshuva process. Okay, now the Gemara in Yerushalmi and Avodah Zarah points out, once I do the math for a moment, they says they celebrated Sukkot, right? Sukkot on the 15th of Tishrei, so I mean 7 days of Sukkot, the last day of Sukkot we call Hoshana Rabbah, is the 21st of Tishrei, right? Shmini Atzeres is the 22nd. So why did they wait in Perek Tes Barachav to the 24th of the month to do this tshuva, to fast and all this stuff? What happened to the 23rd? It's not Yontif anymore. They're in Eretz Yisrael. There's no Yontif Sheni. Right, what's going on? So Yishalmi and Abodazar, Perek Aleph, Alech Aleph, and Source 8 is sensitive to this. Okay, it's talking actually about the status of a Goyish holiday and not doing business with non-Jews even the day after their holiday. Chavraya, Omar, then the base manager said that Rabbi Shmuel had his shita that you have to keep something, you have to refrain from activities with goyim even the day after the holiday. Mishum brei demoado. See that expression in Yerushalmi Avodah Zarah, brei demoado. Now the Pnei Moshe was a classic comment on Yerushalmi. It's the only commentary actually that's on the entire Yerushalmi. The others that are bits and pieces and different sections. But Pnei Moshe rather says mishum brei demoado. Brei is not lashon some, but brei lashon suuda, like suuda's havra, right? A meal. Okay, has to do. Somehow he said that they on their holidays they did a simcha and had special meals even the day after, and that's why Bishmal Asir. And then the Gemara says we have the same thing by us. Amar Abudan, back to source 8 Yushami, Kroa Misaile, Lama Domer Chavrayim, the Chavrayim, what these guys said. Why? Because it says, Yom Esim Arba Lachodashi Nesu Bnei Sob, Bitsom Vachiv Sakam Adamalem, the Lama Lom Esim Shlosha. Why didn't they do it on the 23rd day? Mishum Brei de Moada. Right, there's something special about the day after Yontif. So we see, at least in a pasuk in Tanakh, though, that there was some significance to the day after Yontif as well. It doesn't say what the significance is. That's the problem. The Bnei Moshe says again that why did they get on the 23rd? Must be because Brei Demoada they have Simcha on those days as well. Okay, but again, it doesn't say why. We need to understand what is it. I mean, good, they did it. Why? So for that, please look at the back page. You'll see this Dechemed. This Dechemed is an encyclopedic work on all kinds of concepts from Shas. Stechem in the Pasa Soda section, Mareches Aleph Kolam Simon Kuf Nun Dalad, talks about Yisru Chag. Okay, so let's look at that together on the back page. Okay, it's not on the computer, that's why I had to cut and paste it. But Stechem it says that Masha Osim Yom Sha'achar Chag Tzah Simcha V'Kovod. Right, he writes Lo Nizka B'Talmud Bavli. See the parenthesis. Well, we do have an argamar, so I'm not sure what he meant by that. But anyway, he quotes a sefer. Okay, Chakira. Someone made a Chakira, a Choker, somebody, Yud Rifman, whatever it is, the minigzeh, listen to this, the minigzeh Rishon Baruch Yisrael, she'osu kein mishum acheyem she'bechutz l'oretz, she'osim yom tev sheni, she'lom ha'goyim she'yisrael nasim ha'gudas ha'gudas. You know what Yisru Chag originates according to this pshat? It's the opposite of yom tev sheni. The Jews in chutz are keeping yom tev sheni, so the B'nai Eretz Yisrael want to identify Jews are keeping yom tev this day throughout the world, so we're also going to keep this day a little bit special, right? In other words, sort of the reverse. Backward scenario. The Chutzlords Jews kept an extra day. Shem Toshen Shal Goyas. So they kept, some sort of day Isru Chag. That's how the Stechemet suggests according to this. But it says that it's wrong because there's a statement from the Maharil who says that there would seem to be an Isru Chag even for the 12 days of Miluim when the Nesiim brought the Karbonus, the first 12 days of Nisan. The Nesiim brought the Karbonus, it says, and we don't say Tachan on any of those 12 days, you also don't say on the 13th day. The 13th day was sort of like an Isru Chag, and that had nothing to do with Chutzarts. There was no Chutzarts. And so he rejects it. What's more important for us is what the Stechemet says at the end. Look at this, okay? Stechemet says at the very, we're looking at the back page now. The Stechemet says at the very end, he quotes a Sefer, again, I'm not familiar with the Sefer, but Shalos Teshuvos. Base of Lagon Avezin Kapuya, he says as follows. Look at this. Shakosh Tamarel Nachomot, when the Maril wrote is right. The Chol Isru Chag, three lines at the bottom. The Chol Isru Chag Shu Yomtiv, the Osus Anaspo, Mishum de Shlomim Neecholim Lishne Yomim. Because a carbon shlomim can be eaten, is eaten the day you brought the carbon, the following night, and the following day. Okay? Im Kain, Yom Shachar Yomtiv, Ika Od Besara Carbon. Could well be, and we'll see in a moment, that the day after any Yom Tov, the day after Pesach, the day after, so we'll leave Shavuos out, it's only one day to start, we may come back to Shavuos later, but you would have a carbon, you'd still have meat from the Karbonos of Yom Tov. The day after Yom Tov, we call it Suchag, the day after Yom Tov, there was still meat from the Karbonos around. And by the Nesiim, also the Karbonos were Shlomim. So even though the person brought whoever it was, whoever the Nasi was that brought it on the 12th, okay, what was it? Shevet Naftali, I think, brought on the 12th. There's still meat from the next day. That's why it's Yisru Chag. So according to this day, Chemed, the reason we have some significance to the day after Yom Tov, and that may well be what Rashi is referring to here in Sukkah, when he says, Yeshom Yom Shalachar Chag, okay, what we're talking about here is there's some significance because the Karbonos of the Yom Tov was still in effect. So let's look together at some of the Gemaras that seem to indicate that. First of all, we have a pasuk. Go back to source 11. There's a pasuk in Chumash in Parshas Emor, Vayikra Parakov Gimel, pasuk Mem Aleph. It says, "V'chagosem oso chag l'Hashem." Now we usually translate chagosem as chag, celebrating, right? But the Gemara says that actually what's hinted at that is not just celebrating, but bringing a carbon called the carbon chagiga, which is a type of shlomim. That's how the Gemara says in Yudam and Aleph in Chagiga in source 12 that. Chagigos, certain things which the Torah gives very, very short shrift to, gives very, very little information, and we have to figure out all the rest based on Torah Shabbat Peh. Like HaTorah Nedarim, it's called Porchin Ba'avir, it's like floating in the air. We can't even figure it out based on the Psukim and so on. Okay, that a Chacham can Matir Neder, like Rashi says in the Masa Hetar Nedarim, you don't know, HaTorah Shabbat Shacham, HaCham Matir Es HaNeder. Where do we see that in the Torah? It's only a remez, you know, you talk, the certain things that we have in our Torah, in Torah Shabbat Sav, are really filled in by the Torah Shabbat Peh. And among the things mentioned in that Gemara is Chagigos, the Kaharim Hatulim Besairim. It's like a mountain being held by a hair, right? Mikra Muat, not much in the Pasuk, but Halachos Merubas. So that's what the Gemara says in Chagig Yoram Alav. So on Amud Beis, Gemara says 4:14. What do you mean? Chagig is written. Why does the Gemara, why does the Mishnah include Chagiga as an example of something we don't have? It says Chag, Chagosem Chag, right? Bring a Chagiga. So Gemara says no, because really Chagosem Chag, I would say, Chogu Chago, Dilma Chogu Chago, maybe celebrate. Who says that to bring a carbon? Okay? Alright, so the answer is that there is a Chiv of Chagig, it's from Tarshu Alpeh, even though it's not into that, but what do you see? That part of the Chiv of Yontif was to bring a carbon Chagiga. Okay? Now, when do you bring it? So that's another mission in Chagig earlier, Tassamat Aleph 16. The Mishnah says, Mishalo Chog B'yom Tvishal Shachag, Choge Kol Arego. Really, you're supposed to bring a carbon Chagiga the first day of Yontif. If you didn't, you could bring it any time the rest of the Yom Tov, including the Yom Tov Achron Shochag, the very last day of the Yom Tov. Now, of our regal, the Yom Tov pass, okay, done. But in other words, as Rashi says in Testament, even Shmini Atzeres, even though from a certain point of view, Rashi says Shmini Atzeres is its own Yontif, but it's still Tashlum and Larishon in terms of Karbana. So the Karban Chagig can be brought any time during Yontif. That's how during the 7 days of Yontif, or 8 days on Shmini Atzeres. You look in Hilchos Chagig in the Rambam, source 18, Perak Aleph, Aloch Aleph. What does it mean? Rambam spells it out for us as always. HaChagig HaMur B'Torah, Hu SheYakriv Shlomim B'Yontif Arishon Shechag B'Vol HaHeros. You have to, what does it mean? Chagiga, bring a carbon shlomim on the day you come to the Beis HaMikdash. Okay? Now, in Halacha Dalet, Rambam says, Mishal Hikri Yom Tov Rishon, we didn't bring it on the first day, so then, HaRezim HaKriv Mishayimos HaRegel, they're all fit for the Chagiga, so they're all considered Tashlumen. Of course, you're supposed to bring it in Halacha early. If you didn't, it's not a good thing, etc., etc. Okay? Let's look at the next page, Halacha Zayin, Mishal Chag. Beyond the Rishon Shachaga Sukkos Chogas Kalregel Kuding Yom Tov Achron Shemini Af Shemini Tashum Rishon Af Shemini Tashum Rishon Hu. Now, from all of this, what do we see? There is a Karban Chagig that has to be brought in Yom Tov, which theoretically could be brought when, as late as the last day of Yom Tov. Now, the Karban Chagig, as we just saw, that's what the Rambam says, is a Shlomen, right? That's Sena Halach Aleph Perak Aleph Vilchos Chagiga Hachagiga Mor Tohu Shiakriv Shlomen. Right? Well, a shlomen, we said before, can be eaten for 2 days. So, Mela, let's say a guy, Taka, brought his carbon chagig on the last day. Then the meat could still be eaten when? The next day, after Yontif's already over. So that's probably what the Stechemed is driving at. That there's a status to the day after Yontif because you could eat the meat and the carbon that, as late as that. Not only the carbon chagig, but it's something else. Not only what's called the shalme or the shlomim shalme chagiga, something else as well. We all know the pasuk in 19 Dvarim Perek Tezayin and Parashat pasuk Yudalid. It says v'samachta bechagecha, right? And the Gemara says in Pesachim Kuf Tesam Aleph Yehuda Maserah Meriz Man Shemis Mikdash Chaim Ein Simcha Ela Bebasa. What is a Samachta Bechagecha? We all know the song. What does it mean? It means not just to rejoice and be happy, but also to eat meat from the Karbanos. Right? As it says, "Was Avachta Shama Chalta Shama Samachta Vehal Shama Kecha." As a side point in 21, Tosus points out that pasuk Gemara quotes is not talking about Yontif. It's talking about the Karbanos of Har Grizim and Har Evil. So that the Gemara borrows. Tosfos Gemara borrows. It's talking about shlomim, and it says simchas. They borrow that pasuk. But be that as it may, there were also shlomim that were brought on Yontif called shalmei simcha, for the purpose of having simcha. Not the same thing as shalmei chagiga. Okay, shalmei chagiga. We just said you have to bring preferably the first day, but you can bring it as late as the last day. There's something else also. You have to have meat on Yontif. How do you have meat on Yontif? By shechting karbonos. You have to bring extra karbonos if you need the meat, called shalmei simcha. Two different types of karbonos. Now the Gemara in Chagiga Zayin Beis, really the Mishnah, says in source 22, let's say you don't need the meat. Let's say you have to come to the Beis HaMikdash, you have to bring some nedarim nedavos, you pledge to bring a karbon, and you decide to bring it on Yontif. I can't bring it on Yontif proper, mina chalamoid. From that you have meat, so you don't have to bring extra shalmei simcha, because you have meat from the karbonos that you brought, the nedarim nedavos that you brought. So Mamela, you don't need the shita. Okay, you can keep it as a souvenir. Okay, anyway. No one has to use it. It's helpful to use it. Anyway, therefore, you can bring, that's what it says, Yisrael Yotzi Dechavos Medar Medavos, Umayse Behema. And a Kohen who gets meat from other karbonos, like a Chatas and an Osham, can use that meat. So you don't have to bring a Shalmei Simcha if you have enough meat. That's how Rashi explains in the Chagig Zayin Beis 23. Yisrael Yotzi Dechavos Mishum Simcha, Bechol Inyan Sheishlem Basal Asova. As long as you have meat to satiate yourself with, is good. Ein Zekukil is Boch Shalmei Shem Kach. You don't have to bring, but if you don't have, then you have to bring Shalmei Simcha. Okay? Now, there's a Tosefta in Chagiga, source 24, Perek Aleph Halach Ches. The Tosefta in Chagiga says, Yisrael Yotzin Dechavosim Nedar Nedavos, like we just said, right? It has to be animal meat, not Karbonos from Ov. Okay, but at the end of the Tosefta it says, Uvavad Sheyocham Min HaZevach Kol Shiva. You have to have meat to eat each seven days of the holiday. So if you have enough meat from other karbonos, you happen to bring in a darim, a davos, or a kohen, you get the meat from the chatos, the asham, whatever, good. If not, you have to bring these shalmei simcha. And that's what the Rambam tells us, look in 25, back in the Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph of Hilchos Chagiga, v'asimcha ha'amura b'regolim, that which it says simcha b'yontav, v'samachta b'chagecha, etc., hu sheyakriv shlomim yeser al shalmei chagiga. You have to bring karbon shalom in addition to the shalmei chagiga. V'eila heim hanikroim shalmei simchas chagiga. Okay, and the purpose of that is to have meat, and the Rambam writes Halacha Gimel. That's why Shalmei Simcha lo nosam chacham shir. There's no minimum, right? You have how much meat you need. Okay, so now with this in mind, there's another reason why you might have shlomim on the last day of Yontif. Why? Let's say you brought your shalmei chagiga the first day. What do you still have to have on the last day of Yontif? The shalmei simcha. So you brought those shlomim on the last day of Yontif. You could still eat the meat when? On the second day. So put all that together. That's mistama, what the stechemed was driving at. Well, yeah.
You can eat it earlier.
Yeah, you can't hold it. Yes, you can.
You don't have to.
So hold the thought. You don't have to. Right. We're going to see in a second. Okay. Where do we see this from all together? There's 2 days. Now you're coming right to the major point. Okay. But so far we've seen certainly it's a possibility. So that's probably what the Stechemen is getting at. The possibility that what? That there's going to be meat on the day after Yontif, which was Yontif meat, and you have to eat that. And that's probably what Rashi meant in the second day, that there's some connection already the day La'achar Achad, right? We call Isrucha. Now, the idea that you have 2 days to eat the korban shlomim, that's a pasuk of Parshas Tzav, Vayikra Perek Zayin, Pesukim Tes Zayin and Yud Zayin, you see here in 26. B'mnedo Nodova Zeh Korbano, B'yom Hakiro Yechel Yechel Umi Mocharos, V'hano Sar Meno Yechel. You eat that day and the next day, and you eat the Nosar also. Funny, what do you eat the Nosar? Then it says in Yud Zayin, V'hano Sar Meno Yechel Shlishi V'ishi Sari. Anything which is left over beyond that, the third day, that you have to destroy. You have to burn. So Rashi comments there in Parshas Tzav that vav in Vihanosar is an extra. It's a nosar. It's an extra vav. Okay? It should say, whatever's left to the next day, you eat. Right? You know, you don't read a Vihanosar. That's what Rashi says. That the vav is extra. Right? You see that in the 27. Rashi and Pasuk Tes Zayin, right? Okay? In other words, but the bottom line is you can eat it for 2 days. Now, again, as I said, with all of this, we now at least understand, at least as a possibility, that's what the Sechemin meant, that's what Rashi means here in Sukkah, when he says there's something special about the next day, because you can eat the Shlomim. The problem with all of this is that the Rif here in Sukkah, the Rosh, they never bring this din. Here in Sukkah, they never bring this din about Isur Chag, there's some special status to the day after. You know, they don't bring the din at all. And even the Rambam doesn't seem to bring it either. The Rambam actually seems to agree, like the first day in Rashi. Let's take a look in 28, the famous Rambam, Hilchos Yontif, Perek Vav, Halacha Yudches. The Rambam writes, Kishu ochel v'shoseh, chayav l'hachil l'gel, asom alim shar aniyim. When you eat and drink on Yontif, you have to share with the aniyim and so on. And he says the famous expression, anybody who closes his door and closes his heart to the aniyim, ein zu simchas mitzvah, ela simchas kreso. That's not the simcha mitzvah, it's simcha of your stomach. You know, you're satisfied. That's not the real mitzvah. And the halacha chof, the Rambam writes, kishadu ochel v'shoseh v'amech v'regel lo yimshach b'yayin, don't drink too much, and schok, and kalos rosh. In other words, because he writes, lo netzavino ala hololos v'sichlos, ela simcha sh'yesh b'avodos yotzer, right? The Surah HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's mamish like the first day in Rashi, the Marsho and the Ben Yo-Yoda learn, right? That what is, the Rambam probably learns like the first day. Right, in that Rashi, what does it mean? Kol osa isul achag, and our Gemara and Sukkah mem hayav beis means you have to eat properly. You have to eat with the right kavonos in mind. You have to do it l'shem shemayim, l'shem mitzvah, and so on. L'shem simchas yontif, and it even says halacha chavalot. They used to have police around, making sure people didn't go overboard with the eating and the drinking on yontif. Okay, so that's like the first day, and that mistum is how the Rif and the Rosh hold. And that's why they never quote this other business of of the day after. Yeah, Rashi's lashon was, but again, the Rambam doesn't seem to mention it. The Rif doesn't mention it. The Rosh doesn't mention it. Why? They all like the first day. However, there is a Rishon, called, a Sefer called the Shibboleth HaLeket, which is in Source 29. The Shibboleth HaLeket, in Simon Reish Samach Beis, he writes, he's a Rishon, well, from Italian Rishon, V'afilu motzoi yontiv tzarech adam l'smoch ulamayit behes b'detanis. He does bring this din. L'halacha. Okay, the Motzai Yontif also, they have to also have to be. And he quotes our Gemara. Tichsev, Isu Chag, Omer Torah Sheish, Asu Isu L'Chag. And he quotes the Pasuk in Ezra Nechemiah, you know, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah about Bray the Moada and so on, the way they waited until the 24th and didn't do it on the 23rd, the whole thing we discussed. Joel Lekin quotes the whole thing. And therefore, he says, Asu Lisanos, Yonah Lefeasim, Mizmanazen. And so he quotes another Gemara in Tanit, which I didn't bring. And look, the last two lines, Ukvar Pirash, Shigam Shah Yom Tobin Shom Bizeh. All the Yom Tobin are equal. So Shmuelaket does bring it. Rishon do bring it. The Rambam doesn't bring it. The Rif doesn't bring it. The Rosh doesn't bring it. Shmuelaket and others do bring it. Okay? It's interesting as a side point that Tshuva's Torah Lishma. Source 30. Charles Tshuva's Torah Lishma. It's also from from the Shuvat Rav Palim, Svardi Gedolim. Okay, there's a section called Charles Who's Torah Shema Sim Kuf Mem. He asked, why is it called, apparently in his community they had the nickname of Yisruchag was Brei de Moada. Where does that name come from? Ben Hamoed, Lo Yodanu Tamazeh. Why is it called that? He says, because the Kedusha was born where? On Yontif. Now it's the day after Yontif, but it's still, it's Kedusha, like a baby that's born. Kedusha son nolda v'nimshach Kedusha Hamoed. V'kesh alachag, we were connected, it doesn't disappear. The Kedusha of Yontif doesn't go away so fast, and so that's why it's called Ben Hamoed. Okay, the question is, Rabosai, we gave, based on Etzei Chemed, what seems to be a fairly compelling reason why there is status to the day after Yontif, because you had the Shomim, whether the Shomim Chagig or the Shomim Simcha, which could have been brought as late as the last day of Yontif, which means that the meat is there, you can eat the meat for 2 days. So Taka, that opinion in the Shavuot Lekhet brings it to Halacha, that opinion makes a lot of sense. We need to understand, why should it be that the Rambam and others don't seem to enumerate it at all, don't even talk about Yisru Chag, the day, what's the first day of Rashi? The second day makes a lot of sense. So this may be an interesting machlokas regarding shlomim and other things altogether. I'd like to look at a little bit in Kutchim this morning. There is a sifra in Parshas Tzav, Torah Kohanim, the Medrash Halacha, in Parshas Zayin, Perek Yud Beis, Parshas Yud Aleph. It says as follows: B'yom hakribo azivcho yechel mitzvah lecho mimenu b'yom harishon. When you bring a carbon shlomim, when is the mitzvah to eat the meat? The first day when you brought it. Yochel shnei yomim. Says this Sifra, this opinion in Sifra, okay? Says, 1 second. Yes, you may eat the carbon shlomim meat for 2 days, but what? That's what you were saying. The real mitzvah is what? The first day. The first day. If you happen to have some left over, you eat it the second day. You follow? And that's how the Ramban and Chumash, there in Parshat Tzav, in Source 32, Parak Zayin of Yikra Pasuk Tezayin, the Ramban writes, I might have thought, he's talking about that extra vav that Rashi was talking about, he said, because why is it called Nosar? He said, no, it is Nosar. Even the second day, it's already Nosar. Because you're not really supposed to leave it over to them. Look what the Ramban says. I might have thought the mitzvahs, like you were saying, the mitzvahs did it 2 days, and yochol mitzvahs, rishon nich mitzvahs mocher, lechatchila, I should eat some today, and some tomorrow. Let me divide it up into two parts. I'll eat some today, some tomorrow. Says the Ramban, no. Lo she yashmin a kavana, don't do it with kavana. But lo she rashai, you're not even supposed to. Mitzvah sheyochem and rishon. No sar bim mikre. What does bim mikre mean? Happened by accident. Then yochem mochos haniska, but not lo she yosadat. That's how the Ramban works out. You can look inside. So, according to Ramban, we understand. And maybe we can suggest that those we've shown him who don't accept this definition of Yisruchag would rather stick with the first Teretz of Rashi that has to do with Yontif, nothing to do with the day after Yontif, they'll hold like the Ramban. Because, yes, it's true, technically, what? You could have a situation where there'd be meat from the Karbonos on Yisruchag the day after Yontif. That's not what it's supposed to be. Right? That's Mikra, it happened. That's not how it's supposed to be. Okay? So this is perhaps a machlokas we've shown him, which manifests itself in the 2 days in Rashi. There's a Gemara in Zvachim, Nun Vav Mud Beis, okay, 33, all right. There it says, Tatan Rabbanu Yochel Nechol Or Shlisha, can you eat already the night of the, after the third? No, because after that I have a Kal V'chomer, because things you can eat for 1 day and 1 night, you can still eat night, so maybe 2 days you'll eat a night too. No, you're only allowed to eat it during the day, and so on. And Rashi quotes the Pasuk in Kedoshim, and I printed that for you, Vayikra Perek Yotes, Pesukim Hei and Vav, 35, V'chis Hizbechu Zev Hashem Hashem Letzon Chem Tizbachu, B'yom Ziv Chachel Ziv Chachem Yechel Umi Mocharos, Manos Yom Shish Vayish Yisarf. So the Shita Mekubetzes there on the page, I printed very backward, very small. You can take my word for it. You can take a look on the back page. The sheet in Masechet Zochim, we have a sheet of Gubetz printed on the side of the page. Okay? So in Os Ches, in the Nun Vav Mudbeis, in Zochim, he quotes like the Ramban. Okay? You look at the wide lines. He says, when it says no, sir, and that possibly it doesn't mean literally no, sir, but it's no, sir, in the sense that you should have eaten it. Okay? That Shalo Ochal Be'om Rishon Kim Mitzvoso. You didn't do what you're supposed to do. The Iker Mitzvah La'achol B'yom HaRishon Afal Pishen Cholim, even though you could eat it for 2 days. So he says like the Ramban. So we have these Rishon, we have the opinion that when it comes to Korban Shomim, the permission to eat it on day 2 is a B'di Eved kind of thing. Okay? It's So it's possible that this machlokas really is, and we've suggested that these are the 2 days in Rashi. You may actually see that there are a number of other Rishonim who learn this way as well throughout the, you know, throughout different places in Shas. Okay, there is a famous Gemara in Zvachim. You want a sheet? There's a famous Gemara in Zvachim. It's famous because it also appears in the end of Pesachim, same Gemara. Okay, the Mishnah says, well, we'll start with the Mishnah general rule. The Mishnah talks about Nun Beis and Beis going over Nun Gimel Aleph, source 37, and Machlokes, and the dinim of a carbon chatos, and how you can eat it. So it says you can eat it, only the male kohanim can eat it, and so on and so forth. Those who say, Perik Ezel Makoma in Karbonis in the morning. I don't know how many people say that, but, you know the old joke, right? If you come late to shul, the first thing you sacrifice is karbonis, right? But you bring those who say the karbonis, and Ezel Makom, when you have these psukim, and these mishnayos. So it says, karbon chai eat l'ala yom ar chatzos. You can eat it until chatzos. Why? Why till chatzos only? I thought the Torah says you have all day and a whole following night. So Rashi there says, it's welcome, nun gimel aleph, but it's familiar to us some brachas of peis and aleph. Right, what does Rashi say? Look at 38. Rashi did his welcome nun gimel aleph demas ad chatzos. Siog osu chachomim la Torah lahar chikodim averus kares. You know, don't wait until dawn. Better it set up a time limit. Maybe you'll fall asleep. You'll forget. Right, like the Rashi in the beginning of brachas. Right, the first mission in brachas. Daf beis and aleph. First mission in Shas in 39. Right, it says v'cholam necholam liyom echad mitzvos hashalamura shachar. Any mitzvah, any carbon you can eat for one whole day, you can eat until amura shachar the next day till dawn. Im kein loma amur chacham ar chatzos kedel lahar chikodim in avera. Right, the real mitzvos like Rashi is manachilos and okay. But it's so we all know this, right? That's the Rashi in the beginning of Shas. Kedei laharik, top of the next page, kedei laharik odom and avera, ve'osum b'chila kodom zmanam. The Chacham already asked it earlier, kedei shalayovon lachon l'achar amur shach v'yishchayev kares. You won't mix up the time and see. Okay? What about Korban Pesach? See, we find an interesting thing. Zvachim nun vom and beis. The Mishnah is also in Ezel Mekomen. HaPesach enon echal b'layla, enon echal chatzos, enon echal el nuyov, enon echal tzli. Four rules of Korban Pesach. Has to be eaten at night only, has to be eaten till chatzos, has to be eaten only for those who are registered with the carbon, the minuyim, and has to be eaten roasted, right? In fact, you know, there's a collection of midrashim called Medrash Pliya, which is usually fabricated. They make up a medrash, and then they use a pilpul to explain what it means. So there's a Medrash Pliya that says, Ein ha carbon pesach ba ela b'chometz. What do you mean? I can have carbon pesach with chometz, right? That says the Torah in Allah. So b'chometz is Rosh HaTevis, is balayla, chatzos, minuyim, Sli. Okay, so I want to remember these four things. Remember the word bechometz. Okay, anyway, be that as it may, so the Gemara in Zochim Nun Zan Beis also appears at the end of Maseches Pesachim. Says Man Tana, who's the author of this Mishnah that says you only have the Korban Pesach till Chatzos? That's the famous sheet of Elazar Azariah, right? Elazar Azariah. Because he says, it says Belila, and it says Mitzrayim Belila, just like in Mitzrayim, when did HaKadosh Baruch Hu come down to do the Makos Bechoros? Was Chatzos, so this is also Chatzos, okay? And the other opinion, the Rekiva says, no, it's Vachaltos of Chipozon, it's Shas Chipozon, it was Shas Yitzrayim, that was in the morning, okay, hold back and forth, okay? So why did it say Belila is that? So it says, it should have said, the Lashon and the Mishnah in other words, basically, the machlokes is the chatzos by Pesach also just laharchik adam and avera, just as a precaution? Really, you have till dawn or not? Or no, it's bikar din, it's a deraisa. That's the issue. We saw by the other karbonos also chatzos, but the other karbonos I showed you in the other Mishnah was just laharchik adam and avera, right? That's why you have to chatzos. Really, you have to. So, what about karbon Pesach? The same thing. Now, that's the discussion there in Zion and Beis, okay? And the diuk is it says, HaPesach eino necho, ela ad chatzos. It doesn't say nechal ar chatzos like it says by the other cases, but it says eno nechal ela ar chatzos. That means as dafka chatzos. Okay. Anyway, in that sugya, Tosus says an interesting thing. 44. Tosus says zvachim nizaner beis laharchi min aver. And that sugya, Tosus, you know, 1 second. So we have a concept when you have a carbon that can be eaten that day and the whole next night. The chacham said what? Stop at chatzos, right? Why didn't they make a similar gzera? Let's say a carbon shlomim. Eat the carbon shlomim day, night, day. Why didn't they make a cutoff point during the day? The same concern. Don't wait till the last minute. You understand the kasha? That's what's bothered by Tosus. That's what's bothering Tosus. Diva Master Laharchik Zochim Nizanavir. You understand the kasha? Why didn't the Rabbana make a similar syug like they did when it came to, what you call it, when it came to carbon, regular carbonus, let's say chatos or carbon todas, only you have only day and night. They said, I'm sorry, you have that day and the following night. They said chatos. Chatzelet, you cut off. Why? Like the first mission shas. Why is there no parallel when you have the karbonos? You have day, night, day. Korban shlomim. They should have made it at 3 o'clock. Plag amincha. Chatzelet, whatever. Why don't we have? Tosafot will tell you why. L'nechalim l'shnei yomim v'layla echad lo asu chacham hachokad chatzos d'nikarhu mosa yishkis hachama. Okay, Tosa says, and you can argue with it, but Tosa says because when the sun sets, the day, everyone knows when the day is over. When the day begins, you know, it's night, you're indoors. I don't know exactly what Tosa means. Tosa said, we're not worried. The chacham weren't worried. But layla ain't no nikar. It's not as noticeable, therefore they kept you far away. That's what Tosa says. Okay? But others give a different teretz. There's a tzlach on the first sugya in brachas. Not be the tzlach brachas beis min alav on Rashi kedei laharchik. He has a whole arichas, but he says what's relevant to us at the end. He quotes this tosis and he says, "I'll tell you why a different teretz to tosis kasha based on what we said." The hainu, you're not really supposed to be eating the meat when on day two anyway. So they're not going to make a harchoka when that's how you're supposed to like that ramban, right? Like that ramban, like that sifra. Right, that says day two of the Korban Shlomim is not a day when you're supposed to eat the Korban. You can, if it's stuck, but Mikre, the Ramban's Lashon was. Memele, look what the Tzlach writes. He says, well, Vizei Yeshli Yashay, right, we can answer the Kash of Tosin, so on. He quotes a Chacham Tzvi, he says the Chacham Tzvi quotes the Ramban. He does, but I don't know, we saw the Ramban inside, so I don't need to bring up the Chacham Tzvi. But anyway, Shanecholim is Shem, Iker Mitzvosom Yom Echad. Elosh im nishal yom sheni, then he tira tol yitzachom gam mochros. Vim kain havi gam kain milsol shchicha vol agoz b'achomim. Nobody did it. People jump. Let's make a gzera. Okay. In other words, be'etzem, the carbon is supposed to be eaten only one day and one night. Just here, you have the whole next day. But it's not shayach to make a harchoka on something that people didn't generally do anyway. Now, Tosis, what I like to suggest is that Tosis didn't give that teretz. Tosis gave a different teretz. Because Tosis perhaps disagrees with that you sowed. Tosis perhaps hold that by carbon shlomim, first day, second day equal. Right? And now we take it all the way. Those could again be the 2 days in Rashi, Basir, and Sukkah. Okay? In other words, according to us, we do, those who like the Shulchan Aruch, who quotes about Isru Chag and so on, okay, that the second day has status because you can have carbon shlomim meat for the previous day. That'll be the Eved. No, it's just as good. According to Ramban, we don't like that answer, right? The Stechanan's answer. That's what Ramban maybe held like the first day in Rashi, that Kolosi Yisrael Chag has nothing to do with the day after Yontif. Has to do with something about eating and drinking on Yontif Gufa. You follow? So this could be the same machokas. Tosis, the Tzlach gives that teretz. Okay? But the Tosis didn't give that teretz. Why? Because maybe Tosis doesn't agree with that Yisoda, the Ramban. Tzlach gave that teretz, Aliba, the Yisoda, the Ramban, which is based on a Sifra. Could be Tosis to hold like that. Tosis hold the second day is just as good, in which case, Hadra Kushul Dukhtar, the same Kasha, why didn't they make our Chokah? So he gave a different teretz, because at night it's noticeable, whatever. Okay, whatever teretz he gave. You follow? So it could be that the machokas, Tosis, and a Ramban, and then those taka the 2 days by Rashi here of Esen Sukkah. Now, since the Rambam doesn't line up as well as you'd hope, okay, but first of all, this is because there is a Tosefta, you know, because we could ask the following question, okay? In other words, the Ramban had a mukkar, was a Sifra. Ramban had a mukkar in the Medrash Halacha. Ramban didn't make that up. So what could be the other mukkar? So I'm just showing you there's a Tosefta, what could be the mukkar the other way? Now, Ramban had a mukkar for this idea that when it comes to Korban Shlomim, you really should not eat it the second day. He had a mukkar. It said like that in the Sifra. The Ramban quoted it. I'm suggesting that Tosa disagrees. So what about that Sifra? Okay. So we take a look. The Tosefta in Parah, Parah Gimel, Halacha Dalet says, Kodshe Kodshim Nechaleom Echad, but Kodshe Kolom Kishneyamim. A blanket statement. Doesn't say, well, it's only Vidyeved, only if you're stuck, only if you're Mikre. So it could be, I don't want to multiply Machloksim here, but it could be that the other sheet will be based on a Tosefta. It's also a Tanaitic source, right? You have a Medrash Halacha one way, and a Tosefta in Parah says the other way. Tosefta in Parah, you can eat it for 2 days, and it doesn't make any type of chiluk. So maybe the other sheet is based on a Tosefta in Parah, and the Ramban is based on the Sifra. There is a Ramban, the Rambam in Hilchos Maisa Karbonos, Perek Yud, Halacha Vav, the Rambam also says, okay, Nimtz Lomet Shem Shnechom, she talks about Shlomim, right? And they're eating for 2 days, right? So the Rambam also looks like it doesn't make such a chiluk. And the Rambam, we said before, didn't quote the Din of Yisru Chag, which according to this Malach, he should have. But look at the Or Sameach, 48, the Or Sameach on that Rambam in Perek Yud of Hilchos Maisa Karbonos, Halacha Vav, the Or Sameach quotes this Ramban, okay? And he quotes, guess what? This is also Machokas, the Balamon and the Raivin in Psochem. Interesting. Okay? And he says the Rambam holds not like the Ramban. Then we have to wonder why the Rambam didn't quote Issuchag, because we're proposing why those Rishonim who didn't mention Issuchag the second day of Rashi are holding like the first day of Rashi, and there is no signature Issuchag. So Rambam could be a little schwer, but I just want to show you at least the Or Sameach's Mahalach. You don't have to agree with the Or Sameach, but that's what he proposes. Okay, he has it's a machokas between the Ravana and Balamor. What about? So there's an interesting mitzvah in the Torah, Parashat Tzav, also 49, Perek Vav Posake. It says, Shalom is two karbonos, what a famous drasha. It says the end, you bring the karbonos and so on, v'iktirala chelvei hashlomim. Chelvei hashlomim. So the Gemara in Pesachim, Nun Ches and Beis tells us a rule. No karbonos could be brought before the Talmud Shal Shachar. No karbonos are brought after the Talmud Shal Ben Arbaim. And Gemara says, what's the mocker? V'nayin shein dover karv achar Talmud Shal Ben Arbaim. So it's 50, Nun Ches and Beis and Zohachim. Who says, right? So yeah, they extrapolate that pasuk, and the conclusion is, Elam Arba hashlomim, hashlomim, alea hashlame, complete, finish, kolar karbonos kulon. Alea hashlame, kolar karbonos kulon. Rashi explains in 51, hashlomim loshon hashlame, to complete. That's known in literature as the essay de hashlomo. That it comes to the Beis HaMikdash, you couldn't bring a carbon before the carbon Talmud Shal Shachar, couldn't bring a carbon after the carbon Talmud Shal Bein Arbaim. Those are the boundaries. Of course, there are exceptions. Okay, and that's the Gemara later in Pesachim, Nun Tesem Aleph. There's some exceptions. And one of the exceptions the Gemara mentions is in 52, Nun Tesem Aleph, Ein Lecha Dovash Mesakim Achar Talmud Shal Bein Arbaim. Nothing happened after the Talmud Shal Bein Arbaim, except the Taurus. That's okay, that's not a carbon. And the Neiros had Lokus, and the Korban Pesach had to be brought. On Erev Pesach, the 14th of Nisan, the Korban Pesach was taka brought when? After the Talmud Shal Ben Arbaim, but that's because of a special Xeris HaKosu in form. Also, Mechusar Kippurim be Erev Pesach. What if a person, Mechusar Kippurim? Mechusar Kippurim, Rashi explains, is somebody who has to bring a Korban for somebody who's a Zov, he's a Mitzor. Again, the details are important. He's supposed to bring his Korban before he can become Tor. And it's Erev Pesach, and he forgot. And it's now after the Talmud Shal Ben Arbaim. And oh no, now he can't bring the Korban Pesach because he didn't bring the last step of his kapara. It's called Mechusar Kippurim. He did everything else. He went to the mikveh, he did everything else. But he didn't do the Mechusar. So therefore they say an exception, he's allowed to bring the Korban after Mechusar Kippurim. He can't eat kachim, right? So therefore they let him do it. Okay, they let him do it. And now, that's the Mishnah. Then Rishmol, Benosh, Rishmol, and Broka Omer, Af Mechusar Kippurim B'Shayim Os Hashanah. Not only Mechusar Kippurim on Erev Pesach, but Mechusar Kippurim any day of the year, a regular Tuesday of March, or today. Okay, no difference. You can also bring it. Why? Let's say, for example, you brought the carbon, you've used Mechusar Kippurim, so you realize, oh no, I brought a shalom this morning, and I realize I can't eat it now because I forgot to bring my kapara for the other thing. So they let him do it because there's a mitzvah to eat the meat from the carbon that he brought. He can't eat it because he's Mechusar Kippurim, therefore he can bring that carbon even late in the day. So it's interesting, the Baal Amor says, well, one second, what is the situation here? Was it that he brought the shlomim that now he can't eat again? What's the case? The guy brought a shlomim, right? He can't, and he was about to eat him. Oh my gosh, I forgot, Mechusar Kippurim from something else. And it's after Talmud Shal Ben Arbaim time. So B'yochanan ben Broka, B'shmol ben Osh, B'yochanan ben Broka says, it's okay, you can bring the carbon even late, because we want to enable you to eat the meat from the carbon shlomim. When did he bring the shlomim? When did he bring it? Is this today day two that he can't eat the meat, or today day one? So the Baal Amor there in Pesachim, it's page Yud Ches and Beis, the page of the Rif from Perek Talmud Shal Mishkan. Look at the last line; it's all we need. The Bishlamim de Esmo, okay. It's talking about Shlamim that were brought yesterday. Meaning he's running out of time. If he's Mechusar Kippur, he's not going to eat it now. He's not going to be able to eat it. However, it was a Shlamim of today, says the Baal Amor in the last line of 54. I was from the Yoma. So he won't bring it today. Bring his carbon tomorrow. We're not going to be doche the essay da shloma so this guy can eat his meat now. He'll eat the meat from the carbon tomorrow. Bring the carbon tomorrow morning, first thing in the morning, right after the Talmud Shal Shachar. We don't have to be doche any essay da shloma. And the Shalom Yisrael, that's what the Baal Amor says. The Ravid, in Hasagos Ravid, they call it the Kos of Sham, over there in Pesachim, Yud Ches and Beis, the page of this Baal Amor, disagrees. And he says, no, afilo achilo shlom diome. And he works out the Gemara like that. Even today's Shlomim. So what are we saying here? The same Machlokas. Right? The Baal Amor says, so he'll eat it tomorrow. The Ravid is like the Ramban. That's what the Or Sameach says. The Ravid is like the Ramban. Why? Because no, you can't just tell the guy, eat it tomorrow, because the real mitzvah is when? Today. Today's the mitzvah. So Melech to say. So that's what the Baal Amor said, the Or Sameach says, that this is the same Machlokas. The Ravid is like the Ramban. Right? The Ravid's like the Ramban that what? You have to eat the really the mitzvahs to eat the meat the bo bayom. So therefore the Ravid says you can even push aside the Esed HaShom of today for carbon shom of today. And the Baal HaMor says the other way, no. You've got time to eat. If it's today's carbon, you're running out of time. If it was yesterday's carbon, they have no choice. But if you have time tomorrow, just as good. So it's the same machlokas. And now the Baal HaMor, the Or Sameach, lines the Rambam up against the Ravid. Against the Rav Narban, and then we have a question why he didn't mention Isruchag, but okay. And it also seems to be a little bit of steer in the Rav himself, because there's a Rav in 56, there's a sefer called Sukkah Sholem, where I got a lot of the Mamakomas from, written by actually an uncle of my wife, Rabbi Shmaya Shulman Shalita, who came here to the Yeshiva a couple times. He has on Sukkah, he has some of these Mamakomas. He points out as a steer that I'm arriving in Tmura, Perak Dalal Chiralab, where he says, some carbonates are 2 days, some are 1 day, he doesn't make that chilek. I don't know if that's necessarily his theory, he just would tell you could do it. Okay. Another interesting machlokas about it. Zugin Zvachim, Mishnah Zvachim. Okay. Tzadim Rebeis. And you'll see it all falls into place the same way. The Mishnah says, okay, Shlomim Shel Emesh. I have meat for carbon yesterday. Shlomim Shel Emesh. Okay. And Chatas U'ashim Shel Yom. Okay. What comes first? What do you eat first? What meat do you eat first? You have different meat from carbonas. So the Mishnah says, Shlomim shel emesh kol b'divrei meir, v'chomim chatos kol emesh min shekotche kotchim. Machlokas tanoim. Okay? So what's the issue? What's the issue with Shlomim shel emesh? What's the issue of yesterday's Shlomim? So Rashi says in 58, the Rashi Shlomim shel emesh, Rashi writes, the zilzul l'shosan kol kach. It's already from yesterday's carbon. It's not nice to leak the meat lying around. It's a zilzul of carbonas, lying around. Tosus there in Zvachim, Tzadi Ralev, says, well, I don't know why Rashi had to say that. Okay? Rashi is a Pirish Bekunta, the Zilzul shows him called Kach. He said, Valchinam Dochak. That's weak teretz. It's a Zilzul, that's not the issue. Elohainu Taima, the Shlom Shal Emesh, Einlam Heter, Elohainu Laila. Shlom of yesterday, I'm running out of time as soon as the sun sets. Chatas and Osham, I got the whole rest of the night. That's why you got to do it first. Now, we could argue that Rashi didn't want to say that. Because Rashi, already you're on borrowed time, because Rashi holds like that, Rashi holds that it was Shlomim Shel Emesh means really the mitzvah is already gone. The mitzvah is already gone yesterday, so now you have a Chatas and Oshim is today's mitzvah, and you have a leftover mitzvah, today's mitzvah takes precedence. And Tosas maybe holds, no, the mitzvah is equal the second day as well. It's again another way of lining up the same shita. Let me mention something else that may be halacha lemaisa, a very interesting discussion. We all know that the Mishnah says in Pesachim, Kuf Yudalam Alav, the Mishnah says, that among the things you bring on the Seder plate on Pesach night is Shnei Tavshilin. Remember, we have an egg and a bone, right? The chicken, right? But Shnei Tavshilin. Why do you have Shnei Tavshilin? So one of the opinions in the Gemara, Kuf Yud Daled Beis 61, Zech Echad Zech LePesach, Vechad Zech LeChagiga. Remember, there was a Chagiga, because there was a Chagiga also brought on the 14th. Aside from the Chagiga of the Yontif, there was also a special Chagiga brought along with the Korban Pesach, learned out from Sukkim. So the Rush, there in Pesach and Perek Yud Aleph Simon Chafei, brings up the following thing. What if Pesach is Saturday night? The first night of Pesach is Shabbos. Motzei Shabbos. Comes up. Hasn't happened in a while. It'll happen again in a few years. Comes up. You know, it's a whole issue of when you burn the chametz and then how do you have shalosh shudas because you can't eat matzah, you can't eat bread. I don't know if you may remember when you were kids, you know, it was a whole tumult that day. All the shuls daven at 6:30 in the morning so they wouldn't get home in time. You know, all of a sudden everyone's machmir and shalosh shudas, which I guess is a good thing. But, you know, it's a whole tumult what you do. That, and they'll give out papers and sheets and booklets and all kinds of things. And a lot of problems with what you do. When you kasha, all these things. Anyway, so the Rosh says, but one of the differences, Allah Halamaisa, is if the Leil Seder is Motzei Shabbos, and by the way, it could happen by us, the second night of the Seder. Is that this year? I don't know. The second night of the Seder is Motzei, I think this year. Second night is Motzei Shabbos. So says the Rosh, if Pesach is Echad B'Shabbos, Lo Yovi Kim Tav Shel Echad. You don't need two Tav Shilin. You don't need two things on the Seder plate. Only one. Why? Because they brought a carbon chagiga along with the carbon Pesach, yes, but not if Erev Pesach, the day they brought the carbon Pesach, was Shabbos. Shabbos is doche, the carbon Pesach is doche Shabbos, but the chagiga, called the chagiga, Shiddala, the chagiga, was not doche Shabbos. But Mela, in such a year, you only needed one tavshil because there's no zeichel chagiga, there was no chagiga in such a year. Follow? That's what he says. Ein chagiga, what's the end of doche Shabbos? Okay? That's what the Rosh quotes. Then on the fourth line, he quotes some of the Balaitosis. Yaakov Merlines, Yehuda Mekurvil, two of the Rimer Lines, Rimer Kurvil, two of the Balaitosis. They said, no, you still need Shnei Tavshilin. Why? Because they said, they held that when the 14th was on Shabbos, they would bring the Chagiga on Erev Shabbos. What good would that do? So without going into details now, we have a Gemara called Uke Lelos by the Yamim. When you can't eat until the night, really you can eat a carbon day, night, day. When you bring a, but the carbon Pesach, Chagiga, you can't eat until you can eat the carbon Pesach, which is nighttime, so it should be night, day, night. So I have to take my word for now. So says the Rima Korvil and the Yaakov lines, he says, 1 second. They could bring the carbon Chagiga on the 13th, Friday, and they'll eat it when? Motzei Shabbos. It's not going to be Nifsal, because they couldn't eat it during the day they brought it, because it wasn't Pesach yet. So it's night, day, night. Right? So Memela, Shalom Yisrael, two Tafshilin, even then, yeah.
They bring it Friday?
That's what they said. That's what they claim. They bring it Friday. And you can eat it night, day, night, and we're all set. And the Rosh disagrees. So it could be it's the same Machlokas. Because the rear lines in Mikavil held Zman Achil Shamim is just as much a second day as in the first day, and therefore you can have this extra night schlep along, okay? Uki Leilos by the Yomim, okay? You can schlep the second night along, you're in good shape. The Rosh perhaps disagrees. Why? Because you don't do that with the second night, because the second day you can't drag the night along, because the second day itself is what? It's not really right. It's a b'dievet. It's a b'mikreh like the Ramban. So again, another manifestation of the same machlokas. Having talked about chagiga very quickly, there's another issue regarding the chagiga. Okay, what if I brought this has to do with kavana by kachim, and I don't want to spend a tremendous amount of time on it, but just to go through a few things quickly before we come to again one of the nafkamina regarding chagiga. So the Mishnah says in Samach Teslan Beis and Psachim that the chagiga comes with the carbon pesach only on chol and when it's pitara, and okay, and it's necheles shnei yom v'laylecha, like we said before. Okay, the Gemara in that Masechta, the Gemara in that the Mishnah Samach Teslan Beis Ayin and Aleph in Psachim. Okay, talks about whether the chagiga arbosar is a chova or it's a rishus. Machlokas in that mission over there. Okay, and this opinion of Ben Tema says chagiga bar pesach already ke pesach, and it's like the pesach. So anyway, the Tosa says an ayin beis. That's ayin and alf. That's most important for us. Let's skip to 67. Lav chove klomar eino chay ben atola via. There's no chiv min Torah to bring that chagiga on the 14th. That's about the chagiga of Pesach, of Yontif. About the chagiga of Erev Pesach, of the Korban Pesach. It's not a chagiga, not a chiv min Torah, and that's why we can make a distinction between Shabbat. Otherwise, with Midrash, you'd have to do it with the Korban Pesach. We'd have to follow rules of the Korban Pesach. Okay. Now, Tosus on Beis, I'm a Beis. Dimaskul Shlomim. The Gemara says that Ula sent him a lezer Shlomim, which was shecht on Erev Yontif. You're not yotze either for simcha or for chagiga. Not for simcha because not yontif yet, and not for chagiga because they don't bring that chagiga. And he says nira l'ri dafilo akodshim mitchilos of v'shachtam l'shem chagiga tezvav. Okay, we're even talking about kodshim which was shechted for the sake of chagiga tezvav. Now let's understand chagiga of yontif. Let's understand it means on erev Pesach the 14th you shechted a korban chagiga, having in mind that it's for the chagiga of yontif. Okay. He says, you're not Yotze for that. That's what Tosa says. Okay? Not everyone agrees with that. If you take a look quickly, the Rambam Nichos Chagiga seems to agree. Okay? The Parak Beis Halacha Yud. The Rambam says Chagiga Sarbosa is only optional, and therefore, he says, L'Rabbanan Kevan D'Rishusi Yotze Ba'apin Shu Chagim Hisna Lav Latzwa. He says, if you shechted on the 14th, you had in mind, then it does work. Okay, it does work. The Lechem Mishnah explained, I'm sorry, the Ravid, that's the Ravid, that's not on Ravid, the Ravid throws it. It's on my focus, toast in the Ravid. Basically, but if you didn't have it in mind, then it doesn't work. Okay, so in any event, the Lechem Mishnah links that up with the Ravid. He says, look at the language of Lechem Mishnah in Perek Beis, Halacha Yud, the very end, the 71. He says, Mitzvah min amuchar, l'hakman av erev yantav, ain't a mitzvah min amuchar. He talks about mitzvah min amuchar. Why? Because he's saying that Ravid is like Ramban. The mitzvah and amuvchor with the Shalom is to eat it when? The day you bring it. The day you bring it. Mitzvah and amuvchor. The Ravid is Shitosav. You shecht on an Erev Yontiv. So the Ikra Achila is that day. Okay? And therefore it's not a mitzvah and amuvchor to do it. Okay? But Tosis perhaps disagrees. So again, another manifestation of Semachokas. Finally, okay, one of the interesting thing, there is a din that on Yontif, even somebody who's an Am Haaretz is considered to be Tahor. Even someone who's not careful about Tum and Tahor, everyone was assumed that everyone was Matar himself. But after Yontov is over, they're Choshesh L'mafreya. So the Mishnah says in Chagiga, Chof Vav Mer Aleph, Mishov HaRegel, Mavrin Al Taras HaZorah. Okay, they would have to, as Rashi explains, they would do tovel all the kelim and so on from tumas hamaaretz on yontif. That wasn't considered a problem, but now the yontif is over, so the tumah reverts retroactively and so on. Okay, Rashi explains in 73. He says afal pisha some hakosim chaverim beregel on yontif. Everybody's a chaver. Everybody is considered to be careful about tumah and tara. But once yontif is over, it goes back to the way it was. But what if yontif ends on Friday? So then we'd leave it alone for Shabbos, even though Shabbos is not yontif anymore. Nonetheless, they left it for Shabbos. And Yehuda says, even if it ended on Thursday. Even if Yontif ended on Thursday. That's a machlok, is the Mishnah Chagig, Chavav Meralim. Okay? It says, Yerushalmi in that Mishnah, it's Per Gimel Alach Zion, Kibbisim Hashem Yeshua 74, Yomtif Shechalios, Erev Shabbos, Ochel, Av Tishbos Aregel Kerag. It counts like Yontif, says the Kabbar Eda, Tishbos Aregel, Isru Chag Aregel Kerag, She'ama Oretz Nemonim. So what comes out? That on Isru Chag, there's a special status of an Amoritz is considered to be reliable for Tum and Tara purposes, like Yontif Mamish. Now, according to one opinion, it's only on Shabbos, if Shabbos immediately follows, but there's another sheet that says even if Thursday follows, okay, even if Friday follows, Yontif ends on Thursday. The Rambam doesn't mention that Friday possibility of Halacha. He says, Parak Yud Aleph Hilchos Tamei Mishkav Mosh Halacha Yud Aleph Achar Regem Otziyantav Amad Bilin Kol HaKelim Shor Mikdash Mei Shenogu An Amar Tzbergu Shaz Chag. He doesn't say Thursday is any different, because maybe he holds as follows. That's a question. Does Isru Chag have enough of a status, even when Yontif ends on Thursday, does Isru Chag Gufa, okay, have enough of a status to change the status of an Amoritz? Maybe that also depends on this machlokas. Okay, Lemaisa, Halacha Lemaisa, we'll finish up. Let's move to 78. Halacha Lemaisa, Shulchan Aruch says in Hilchos Pesach, Simon Tovchov, Tessiv, Beis, the Ramah, Noagin Laharbos Ktsas, Bachilah, Shibiyom HaChag, Behu Isru Chag. Okay, that's our Gemara. The Mogen Avraham says, Beis Yosef says, Masha, you're allowed to fast on it, and that could be a Machokas Mechav and Ramah. The Ramah mentions Isru Chag here, not the Mechaber. And the Mogen Avraham says, an implication from the Beis Yosef, you are allowed to fast on it. Okay, that's interesting. Could be the same. Could be based on Machlokas. Okay, whether it's Isru Chag, again, I mentioned before, the Rif, the Rosh, the Rambam. I'm going to talk about Isru Chag having special status, and we suggested here that it all boils down to whether everybody agrees you're allowed to eat Shlomim if the Shlomim were brought. But the question is that enough to give the day a status, or is that, again, just to clarify? What we suggested here, based on the Stechem and putting all these makaros together, the Machlokas was shown him. What's the status of a Karban Shlomim on the second day? Is that eating just b'dieved, or is it mamish part of the mitzvah? That could impact the status of Isru Chag. Yes, you could bring a Karban Shlomim like we demonstrated, either Shalmei Chagiga, or certainly Shalmei Simcha, on the last day of Yontif, in which case you would have the meat still the next day, what we call Isru Chag. But is that a l'chatchila b'dieved? In other words, if it's only b'dieved, so we're not going to give the day extra status because some schlep left over some of the meat. Now we're supposed to do that. If you hold like the other Rishonim, then no, it's perfectly acceptable, and the second day is just... So now we can understand why the day has status. That may be the machokas of Isru Chag. So the Shulchan Aruch says in Tavchav Tes, the Ramah quotes, Nogin l'harbis k'sas b'chila. Okay? By the way, the Aruch HaShulchan, in Sif Hei, if Simon Tavchav Tes, at the beginning of Hilchos Pesach at 80, also has that same idea, like we saw in the Stechemet, that it has to do with the Karbonos, with the Shlomim, and so on. Okay? But the Mechaber doesn't bring it. That's striking. In Simon Tav Tzadi Dalid, 70 Sifim or later, the Mechaber does bring in Sif Gimel, Osir Asanas Motsoi Chag Shavuos. He does mention Isru Chag by Shavuos. Okay? But Shavuos could be different, because Shavuos is only one day to start with. You only have playing with one day. So Shavuos is a discussion for another shir. Interesting is that the Bir HaGra there in Tav Tzadi Dalad, Siv Gimel, also Lisanos 82, Kemosha Kosev Perak Dal de Sukkah, he quotes our Gemara in Sukkah as if our Gemara is talking about Shavuos. Our Gemara is talking about Yisro Chag in general. So that's a question. The Chidor and the Gra is Lissos himself, he has the expression B'no de Moada, like we saw in the Sham and Abu Lazar. The Chidor and the Birka Yosef there in Siv Tav Tzadi Dalad, Siv Kotin Dalad, he says, like I said here, those who hold like Lashon Sheni Derashi, Havalela Rifa Rosh Rama. Why did the Rifa the Rama bring it? Because they don't hold like Lashon Sheni Shorashi. They only like the first Lashon Rashi, and that's why I didn't bring it. And I that Yerushalmi and Avodah Zarah, okay, what? Which says the second Yerushalmi and Avodah Zarah Shalom Kedina and so on. Okay, Lav Halacha V'Das Rifa Rama Rosh that Lav Halacha. Okay. Nonetheless, the Mishnah Berurah and the regular poskim is still with us today that we talk of Isru Chag according to by all Yom Tov, not by Shavuos, and we do try and eat a little drink a little extra. We try not to fast on that day and so on. There's a whole question: what about Tuk Neder to fast? What about Yartzeit and different things like that? Okay, but Lamaisa, we've accepted more or less the second day of Rosh, even though it's striking that not the Rif, not the Rosh, not the Ram bring it, and it could perhaps boil down to this question of whether Isru Chag has status because you can eat the meat from the Korban Shlomim. If it's a lachatchila, then the day is given a certain special status. It's only b'dievet anyway. It's b'mikra. It's not what you're supposed to do. Then perhaps you could argue it shouldn't have any status. Maybe out of mechaber hold. It looks like that's the Ram and the Rif and the Rosh hold. And we saw that it's a machlokas rishonim in a number of other cases regarding the second of achila by a korban shalom. Okay, thank you for listening. Have a wonderful day.